All right, we do have Graham Cowan with us from Are You OK? Graham, good morning.
Good morning.
You went through some pretty dark times there, convinced that the world would be better off without you. You'd lost your job. You couldn't work for 5 years. How did you bring yourself back?
Well, I'd like to say it was a sudden recovery, Stephen, but it wasn't. It was over a period of time. I just started doing little things. So I started off walking, and typically that was like for about 20 minutes, and then I built it up to about 45 minutes each day in nature. And then I reconnected with family and friends. And when I was unwell, I felt really ashamed. I had really isolated and withdrawn. And reconnecting, although it wasn't easy to actually initiate, when I did it, it really helped. Daily meditation. And then probably the breakthrough for me was writing my first book, Back from the Brink. That gave me an opportunity to not just share my story, but stories of lots of other people as well who've been through very difficult times. And the thing about doing that, it was actually for other people was my primary motivation. And that helped get me outside my own head. And then through my book and my book launch, I met Gavin Larkin, the founder of Are You OK? In March 2009. And I actually came down to Canberra with him in that first year, September 2009, and launched Are You OK Day. So there's some of the things that made a difference overall, but you know, it wasn't a steady, gradual recovery. There were ups and downs along the way, but I really found that it was those combinations of things and doing those things regularly really helped to keep me on the path of recovery.
Graham, did you have to delve into the causes of your depression, or is that a naive way of looking at it?
No, not at all. But I have been seeing, you know, psychiatrists and psychologists, and I tried up to that stage about 21 different combinations of medication. And I think, you know, some of those things help in terms of getting sleep back to normal. But, you know, what I've learned is that you can't just rely on medication. You have to do these other things to have a sense of wholeness, I think, and recovery. And, you know, it's funny, I look back now and it was sort of living hell at the moment, but I really now see it as a bit of a blessing. You know, it led me to write a book, which I never thought I would ever do. And then also, you know, talking and presenting in workplaces, in the public sector, the private sector, and not just talking about my story, but talking about what I found was important in having a really good life. And there were really three main components to that. And that's about, the first thing is about striving for vitality. And that's about each day having some exercise, good rest and good nutrition. Intimacy, which is about building strong and caring relationships around me, both in my personal life as well as my work life. And the final part was prosperity, which is our contribution energy. And you get that from, you know, the work you do sometimes, or volunteering for a charity or a school or a sports club. And so those three things, vitality, intimacy and prosperity, the acronym for that is VIP. And in my presentations, I always urge people to act like a VIP. And by that I mean it's just topping up the glass of well-being in the vitality, the intimacy and the prosperity area.
I like the sound of that. Well, I'm glad you did come back from the brink, Graham, because we get to talk to you on a regular basis on the program, and I appreciate you joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Stephen.
All the best. Graham Cowan, mental health and resilience expert and founding board director of Are You OK Day. October is Mental Health Month.